This she'er is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim.
It went Dav Dalet Amed Aleph
to Shuhis up from the bottom in the Gemara.
Rabbi Meimrim Ad Chatzos that Kriyishma or Arabis, they say up till the middle of the night. Like the Gemara, what kind of a boundary is that? Hachomim keman sviru. Like whom do they hold when they say Krishma shall always is up to the middle of the night and no more? Do they hold like Rabbi Elazar who says, Bishoch bechor means, not when you're lying in bed, but when you're going to sleep in the act of putting yourself into the bed. And that's what people do up to the first third of the night. Some go earlier, some later, but by the first third of the night, people are already in bed. So Bishoch Bechoy says, in the act of going to bed. Ik Hebelezasvil, do they hold like Hebelezah? Lehmelezah, like Hebelezah. Up to the first third of the night. So why do they say after Chatzos? Ik Rabban Gamlielasvil, do they hold like Rabban Gamliel, it says, Bishoch Bechoy means, when you're lying in bed, it means all night. All night. Where did they get that boundary at Chatzos? And for the Gemara, in reality, they hold like Rabban Gamliel, at the Shoch B'chol means when you're lying in bed all night. So all night is a time that you can still fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyishma, Shalavis. The whole Ki'omri at Chatzos, why did they say until midnight? That's Kedei Leharach, he gets all the Minu Avera. Keep a man away from an Aveira. He might fall asleep and not say Krishma at all at night. So it's only Midrabbonan that they say I have to hurry up and say it before midnight. Kidetanya learned Chachomim Osus Yog Midibrayim. The Chachomim made a fence for their words. Kidei Shelo Yehi Odom Bomin Asodelel. A man shouldn't come from the field tired from his work in the evening. The Amen, he says, Eilech Rebesi, first I'll go home, for Eilechal Kima, let me eat a little bit, Eishte Kima, let me drink a little bit, Eishon Kima, let me sleep a little bit, I'll take a short nap, V'achar Kach, afterwards, Ekro Krishma, V'espalo Kreshmanesa, but V'chay Tafto Shena, but the sleep will seize hold of him, V'nimzo Yoshin Kol Alayl. It'll come out that he slept all night and he lost his Krishma, also Ma'irav too. Therefore they say he should not put off, he shouldn't postpone Krishma. Man comes from his work in the evening. First thing is Nichnos Lebeis HaKnesses. That's where he has to go first. If it's accustomed to read Chumash and Neviim Iksubim, Tanakh, Kerei, in Rogel Lishnas, is accustomed to learn Mishnah, let him learn Mishnah, Shena. The Kerei, now when a man learns Mishnayas or Gemara, it doesn't mean he shouldn't learn Tanakh, but in addition to that, he has to learn this. But a person who is able to learn Gemara and just as Yetzir with Mishnayas, or just Yetzir with Chumash, he's shirking his responsibilities and looking for an easy way out. That's why he says, if he's accustomed to learn Gemara and Mishnayas, that's Halachas, so let him learn that too. The Kerei Krishma, and then he should say Krishma, or Mispalel Shmoneser, the Oichel Peter. Then he goes home and eats, and Mevorach, and he benches Birkas HaMazon. But otherwise, a man might transgress, and he'll do it the other way. Now, even though a man won't forget Krishma, even though a man will go home first and eat, and then he'll daven, you have to know he has transgressed the Takonis Chachomim. Just for that alone, even though he didn't miss Krishma, he didn't fall asleep, but he transgressed the siog, the fence that the Chachamim said that first he has to daven before he eats in the evening. He's even that is high mitzvah. Why is this different? Behold, to every other place where they tell us a certain halacha, they don't add the words. The doctor didn't learn chayav misa. Why is it different here? Diktar chayav misa. And for the Gemara, boy, you wish you can say one teretz mishum dika in the shein, because here there is the power of sleep, And this, it forces him to fall asleep and therefore miss out. So here you have to warn him with a stricter warning. That's why we tell him here that he'll be higher miss if he transgresses this takana of saying Krishna and Maya before eating. The boy is saying, if you wish, to exclude the opinion that one that says tefillas alvis or shus. We'll learn later that the opinion that says Mayavit is means Shmoneset, and Mayavit is a shus. And that's it's not an obligation, it's voluntary. Today, it's an obligation. But at times of the Gemara, it was somehow, it was still voluntary. So it's voluntary, it's not so terrible if he missed Mayavit. So he wants to tell us, no, come Ashmalon. The chayva. Tell us this chayva. This Tana holds this chayva. Now actually, we pass the shoes, not chayva. This Tana holds this chayva. However, the poskim say, after the Gemara, the whole Klal Yisrael accepted Ma'arvis as a chayva. So today, it's a chayva for us. Here. The top page is the Kerei Kishma Mispal Mekan. Now here we see, when it comes the time to say Krishna at night, and he says Hakechorim, she ain lo lecho, so they should not eat a meal. At she yikro Krishna v'yispalal. That's to say Krishna and daven shmoneser. Let me see from the Gemara here. Right on the Gemara, Omar Mar, in the Gemara. Kerei Krishna mispalal. Now we are accustomed to this system, but in times of the Gemara there were two opinions about that. Here we see you say Krishna, with the brachas of course, and then you stand Shmoneser. Misayei Rabbi Yechon. It's a proof to Rabbi Yechon, the Omer Rabbi Yechon, Eizehu ben ho'olam habo, who is a man who is worthy of the reward in the world to come, Zeasemer gulo l'tfilah shel aris. Not only in the morning, but even the evening also, he makes the broche of Goal Yisrael close to Shmoneser. Shmoneser follows Goal Yisrael. Later we'll see the Gemara asks, what about Hashkivenu? That intervenes. So the Gemara says Hashkivenu is a continuation of Goal Yisrael. But Hashkivenu is a gula from trouble, from Mazikin. But that's what the principle is. First we talk about Yesias Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, HaPedeinu Mayad Melochim, HaKel Anif Rolonu Mitzoreinu. We talk about all the cases where HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened in our history to rescue us from our persecutors, and then we finish Goal Yisrael, and then in the midst of the feeling of gratitude for all the redemptions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed our nation, he starts Shmoneser immediately. That's the right mood in which to start Shmoneser. So if you do that, so you're ben oilom habo, because that's the fullest gratitude to Hashem. The service of Hashem that comes from gratitude, that's the real service. Rabbi Yeshua ben he holds that the three Shmonesers are sandwiched in between the two Kriyashma. He holds as follows. Kriyashma in the morning, that's first, like we do. And it's followed by Shmoneser. That's right. Everybody agrees. But in the evening, he holds Shmoneser comes first, and then Krishna. So the three Shmoneser, Shachar, Shmincha, and Maariv, are sandwiched in between Krishna in the morning, which comes first, and Krishna always which comes last. But now we see from this Baraita we just learned that in the evening also, the proper way is to carry Krishna Mispalel. So this Baraita is approved to Rabbi Yechanan, and not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Say that.
In what svar is the machlekes? Iboyis emeko, if you wish, it's a pasik. Iboyis eme, if you wish, you can say it's a svar. It's a logic. Iboyis emeko, and I'll explain. Svar, first it's a svar. The Birchana Sava, Gu'ula, me urte na me have, the gula of Mitzrayim was also in the evening. Everybody redeemed from the shibud, the slavery, in the evening. Elo gula malyes elo havi elat safa. But the real redemption was not until the morning when he went out. Because being in Mitzrayim constituted a certain Shiva. Because in Mitzrayim there are two things. In Mitzrayim, there was two things. There was a labor that they had to endure, and the fact that you could not leave Mitzrayim. Now, the Shibut, of not being able to leave Mitzrayim, started as soon as he entered Mitzrayim. Because when Yosef wanted to go out to bury his father, he needed permission. Nobody could leave Mitzrayim. So that's one Shibut. The other Shibut was the labor. So even though they were set free from the fear of being enslaved by Egypt, but they couldn't leave. In the morning they left, that was a complete gula. And that's why Birchen said, since there were two separate geulas, therefore each one deserves smichas gula v'tfilah. Alvis was a gula, they were already free of the domination of Egypt, they didn't have to fear that they would be enslaved, so it deserves that they should say Goal Yisrael just before Shmoneh Esrei, because saying Goal Yisrael just before Shmoneh Esrei is as importance, stressing the importance of the gula. So when you stand Shmoneh Esrei, you're giving thanks for the gula. So therefore the evening gula was also important, although the morning gula was even more important. Therefore, in both occasions, you say the gula first, Goal Yisrael, and then you start Shmoneh Esrei to express your gratitude for the gula. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi Sovar Kiven de lo havi ela mitzafet, since the complete redemption was not until the morning, lo havi gula malase, that nighttime wasn't a good geula, and therefore we don't have to bother about smichas gula v'tfilin ma'ariv. And therefore Shmoneh Esrei should come first, and then Kriyat Shema and Goal Yisrael. That's the svar. The boy is same if we just across a pasuk. Ushneya mikro echad dosh, and both learn from the same pasuk. The seed b'shoch b'cho uvikumecha. That's the source of Kriyat Shema. Abichan esalva makish we compare shchiva likimo makima. Just as when you arise, is everybody agrees Kriyat Shema ve'achar tefillah. Because in the morning, everybody says you have to be Semech Gula L'Tfilah, since they went out of Mitzrayim in the morning, and therefore we express our gratitude by saying Goal Yisrael, and standing Shmoneh Esrei immediately after that. So Af Shchiva Nami, also when we go to bed, means the Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Kriyat Shema V'achar Kach Tfilah. That's the Hekesh, to tell us the order of the Tfilah. The Kriyat Shema comes first and tefillah afterwards in the evening, just like in the morning. Yeshua ben Levi Sova, Maki Shchiva Le Kima. We compare Shchiva to Kima, that's true, but in a different sense. Ma Kima, just as when we arise. Kirishma, Somochim Itosa, the first thing we say is Kirishma, not Shmoneh Esrei. Av Shchiva Nami, also when we go to bed, what's the last thing before going to bed? Should be Kirishma, Somochim Itosa. So he holds that when we arise, we make a declaration of Kriyat Shema, Hashem Echod, and all the rest of Kabbalah's Er Malchus Shemayim. And when we go to bed, that should be the last thing we know before we fall asleep. And therefore, although he agrees, you're Maki Shchiva Lekime, but in the sense that Shchiva has to be close to Kime, and that Kriyat Shema has to be close to Kime, Kriyat Shema has to be close to Shchiva. Now, we should note that there's an element of gratitude in Shmoneh Esrei. That Shmoneh Esrei is an expression of gratitude, not merely that we request our needs. And therefore, the idea of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah utilizes that element, so when we stand Shmoneh Esrei after speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we start from Emes V'Yatsiv, or Emes V'Emunah, and we conclude Goal Yisrael with the whole narration, Mitzrayim Gealtonu, and when we start Shmoneh Esrei, it's important to keep in mind that we're giving our Kodesh Baruch Hu gratitude for all the occasions when He redeemed our people, especially the one we just finished speaking about, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, it's not called Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, it's just a mechanical thing. If you don't have any awareness that the Shmoneh Esrei is thanking Hashem for going out of Messiah, that's the idea of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi also agrees to that principle, only he says that a more important principle, and that is that we want to be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch and His Torah at all times. So that's the first thing on arising and the last thing on going to bed. Now actually, even Rabbi Yochanan, although he holds that's not the Seder, but the Maaseh we say Krishma again before going to bed, because you want to fulfill that principle too. Only, it's not a principle min HaTorah. It's just a takona that they made later that you say Kishmal Mitose. But there are two principles involved here. First of all, the principle everybody agrees that Shmonesa is gratitude for Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the other gulas. And secondly, there's a principle that we should be aware of our Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah, the last thing before we give up our awareness by going to sleep. Only, Rabbi Yochanan says, we'll do that by Kishma Lamita. That's not part of the takone of Davnei Meir. Mosiv Ma'al Bereide Ravine. Yes, we learn the Mishnah, Bo Erev, Mivorech Shtayim Lefonel. Two brachas before Kishma. That's Amari Barovim and Oyev Amo Yisrael. Ushtayim Lachreho. And after Kishma, you say, Go al Yisrael and Shemer Amo Yisrael Oad. Because the third bracha, Baruch Hashem Leilam Omen V'Omen, was a later takone. Now, if you say, Boy Lismech, we need to be Semech Gula Letfilin Ma'ariv, Holo Kosoma Gula Letfilin. He is not Semech Gula Letfilin. Because after saying, Go al Yisrael, the whole boy Lememe, because he needs to say Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu intervenes between Goal Yisrael and Shmoneser. So you see, you don't need smichas gula letfila. That's why in the morning, we don't say anything between Goal Yisrael and Shmoneser. Even Amen, we are careful. Most people don't say. As they say it, swore it, yes, but we avoid it. We avoid saying Amen after Goal Yisrael in the morning. And we don't say anything. We don't answer Yeshmer Abba after Goal Yisrael. We want to be Semer Gula Litfila in the morning. So how is it in the evening you say Hashkivenu after Goal Yisrael? They answered, Kiven de Takino Rabbon and Hashkivenu, since the Rabbon instituted an obligation of saying Hashkivenu, Ki Gula Arichtadom, it's like a long Gula, it's like a continuation of the Gula. Just like we want to be redeemed from subjection to the nations, we also want to be redeemed from subjection to vicissitudes of life. Life is full of various possible sorrows. So Hashkivenu is a prayer to be safe during the night. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect us when we go on the street. Shmotzei Seinu Uvoenu, when we travel. So therefore, it's an important part of the Gula. Because what does it help if a man is redeemed from subjection to the nations? If Cholila, he'll be subject to the troubles of life. So therefore, it's a gula arichta. Dilo temach, he won't say so. Shachlis hechemozi soma. In the morning, how can you really be same a gula letfila? V'homa Rabbi Yechanan b'tchilo, at the beginning of Shmonesra, you must say, Hashem sforzai tiftoch. So at the beginning of Shmonesra, this pasuk intervenes between Goal Yisrael and Tfila. Well, the Besov, at the end of Shmoneser, you say, Yilorotzen. That's not part of the Kasha, but he's telling us, at the beginning of Shmoneser, you have to say a tefillah, that a Kodesh Baruch should help you be mispalel. It's important. You shouldn't think that your success in tefillah depends entirely on your efforts. You need siyata d'ishmaya, a Kodesh Baruch should help you succeed in tefillah. That's why Hashem is supposed to say tiftoch, he said at the beginning. And after you're finished, don't feel so confident that your prayers now are so successful. You have to ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be favorable towards your prayers. Yilos imreifi. So we see that in the morning, according to everybody, you're not saying a gula letfila because you see Hashem is supposed to say tifta. The answer is that since the Chachomim, Elohosim, but there, since the Chachomim said you should do it, even that Hakina Rabbona Lemeima, Hashem is supposed to say tifta, since they made a takoni, you should say it, Kitfilo Arichadam, it's like a longer tefillah. The tefillah starts with a pasuk earlier. So Hashem Fosay Tiftoch is already part of the Shmoneser. Ochenami here also, Kivei Datakina Rabbanamim Ashkivenu, Kigula Richter Damia. And therefore, it's considered part of the gula. Now, however, we are makel a little bit, but we say kaddish between gula and tefillah and mayer. You don't say kaddish in the morning. So you see that gula, the tefillah in the evening, is somewhat different than the morning. Even though we hold a semi gula, the tefillah. Say that. In the Sefer HaKuzri, Rabbi Yudah Levi writes, he said, when we come to Yil Aros Imrei Fi, that the words of my mouth should be acceptable to you, V'hegyon Libi L'fanecho, and the thoughts of my heart before you, so he said we have to consider how much were our minds on our tefillahs, because the thought of the heart is what we're asking to be accepted. So we have to have a cheshbon then, think, with the Shmonesa, with Kavonah sufficiently. That's an important idea. When you're saying these last words, Yilos Imrei Fi, but we add also the Hegyon Libi Lefanecha, the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem. So therefore, you have to think, were my thoughts of my heart on the tefillah? Tesis, second taste. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ezehu ben Olam Abo, Ze Hashem Ergula Lefillah. It's a remarkable thing how important they considered it to be the same of Gula Lefillah. And the idea, of course, we have to understand, not just the mere technicality, it's the concept of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So on the heels, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say Baruch Ato Hashem, and we express our gratitude. And that's called Ben Olam Habo. So you see, when people, the Am Yisrael, or people in general, remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, and they are constantly aware of it and thanking Him, that's one of the ways to be Zecher Le'olam Haba, to be grateful for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the past. So tefillah is not merely a prayer for the future, which it is, but it's an important expression of gratitude for the past. And that he didn't say you get Le'olam Haba for asking what you need, although certainly it's a mitzvah, but he's a ben Le'olam Haba for remembering what Hashem did in the past, and therefore, gula, which is followed by tefillah, is an opportunity to be zeche to Olam Haba. The onu she'omer, now we say yiru einenu upsukim acherim achar hashkiveinu, and that's not in the Gemara. Should not be considered a hefsek, an interruption between gula and tefillah. So Tesis says nira hoyel v'takinu l'rabbonon. Tesis says that's a takonis chachamim. Which Rabbonah? The Rabbonah after the Gemara instituted Yirei Neinu. Havelei ki gulei arichte. See, Tesis did say, Baruch Hashem leilam amen do amen. See, Tesis said it. Havelei ki gulei arichte. It's like a long gula. It's a continuation of the gula that you started in Gaul Yisrael. The takino leim azeh. They made a takana to say it for a reason. Shebetoich kach yispalal chaver gam hu. In the meantime, your chaver should be able to finish monese, below yelech me beis haknesses, ad sheyigmer kol echad tefilosah. So you shouldn't leave the beis haknesses until everybody has a chance to finish monese. It means this. When you come in late, somebody comes in late to ma'ariv, so he has reshus to skip Baruch Hashem leilam amen ve'amen, in order to stand Shmonesa with the tzibor. But if he has to say it with the tzibor, everything together, so sometimes he'll be late and he'll be left alone. And to go home alone in those days was uncomfortable because the Beis HaKnesses was outside of the town, was in the fields. So therefore they made a takone that there was a leeway, a certain leeway for people who came late, they could skip and finish Shmonesa together with the tzibor. Begam also, besides this very important Gemilas Chesed, that people shouldn't be left alone, Yesh be'oysam psukim yud ches askoras. 18 times the name of Hashem is mentioned, keneged yud ches broches, shmon esre. Now we see, therefore, it's an old takone, because actually there were 19 broches since the time of Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne. So it looks like this was a minig that started earlier when he had only 18 brachas. Only it became kovua And it wasn't mentioned before the Gemara, but later after the Gemara became Kovua. But it seems it was an old minik. Yirei Neinu, Baruch Hashem Lorem Omen Ve'omen, has 18 Haskoras. Remember, for many years, from Rabban Gabriel of Yavne until the end of the Shas, there were hundreds of years. And he said 19 brachas. It wasn't anymore 18 brachas, because he added Lamal Shinim. And still, in Baruch Hashem Lorem Omen, you have 18 names of Hashem. So it looks like it was an ancient minig, only it was not nikba in the Gemara until later. The Agav Shetikner Lema Isam Psukim, because he made a takon to say 18 psukim, Tikner Lema Chasimo, Shel Yireinene with a bracha. Aloha Rabbi Yechanan, who says, even in Aravis, we're same as Gula Litfila. The Bereisim is Sayayalei, Vechen Posek Aloha is Gedelis. Therefore you have to be careful, shalom yisap, and not to talk being gula di arvis, the shmonesa. I mean, not only you shouldn't talk divrei choyl, but you shouldn't talk anything, even divrei kedusha, or you have to beware of saying anything at all. Mihu, b'seder rav amram goyim made a seder. It's called the seder rav amram, perish, ma she omri. And why do we say Kaddish being Gula Letfilas Alvis? After all, Kaddish is the interruption between Gula Letfila. Le'ashmini, to let us know the Lobinin Lismach Gula Alvis Letfila. That in Maya we don't need Gula Letfila. That's a contradiction to what Teisa said. Mishum Letfilas Alvis Oshus. Now we're going to learn later that there's a machlekes about Shmonesu of Alvis. If it's an obligation like Shachas and Mincha, or it's a voluntary thing. Today, it's a Chiyav, because Am Yisrael, after the Gemara, accepted Tmairiv as a Chiyav, just like Shachas and Mincha. But in the times of the Shas, it was a Machlekes, and we paskined that Tfilas Avis was voluntary. Now, since it's voluntary, so how can you say you have to be Seimer Gula Letfilah? That's what the Halachas Gedeva said. That's why we say Kaddish, to let people know that in Ma'ariv it's voluntary. Because we're not saying Megula the Tefillah. Why? Because Tefillah is a reshus, is voluntary at Ma'ariv. But Teis says lo nir, Teis disagrees. In Cain, Rabbi Yechanan, who says that you must be saying Megula the Tefillah in Arvis, severely he'll hold Tefillah's Arvis Chayva. He'll hold his obligation. If you say you have to be saying Megula the Tefillah, that means Arvis is obligation. The Pelukdehi of Rav and Rabbi Yechon, Halacha Rabbi Yechon, and therefore it'll mean that Tulis Arvis is a Chayva. But we know it's not so. Anochem Lahachmi, there what Teisa says, that despite the fact that Arvis is Rishus, still Rabbi Gamliel says, you must be same Gula Litfila. You have to be Machmi, or the Yisrael have to be careful, but the Sape Beitain, not to say anything between Goal Yisrael and Tfilas Alvis. Viteme kasha hilchesa hilchesa. The kaimel on Tfilas Alvis reshus. Oche paskine kabiecheren. That you have to be same gula tfilin Alvis. So the answer is to say as follows. The afilu is seva rabiecheren. Even if he holds like Rav, the omar reshus. Mikol mokim chayev lisma. It means when the person is saying shmonesa emaya, he has to be same gula tfilin. Im kain. Gamlona yesh lismach. So therefore, Tesis concludes that tefillas arvis. We have to be same agula letefillah. Say that. Two lines before the Gemara spreads. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Avine, Kol Ha'imer, Tehila leDavid b'chol yoim, Tehila David is Ashrei. Only, it's a minig that we follow to add the two psukim, two Ashreis before Tehila leDavid. But in Tehillim, it begins Tehila leDavid, that chapter. So he says Tehila leDavid b'chol yoim sholish pamim three times. We say Ashrei three times, in the morning twice, and once in Mincha. Muvtach lo, he has promised shu ben olam habo. It means, of course, that he is saying it with understanding what he's saying, because Ashrei is an extremely important expression of great principles of Avedis Hashem. You study Ashrei, it's remarkable. Ashrei is a whole sefer in itself of Avedis Hashem. So therefore, if he says it every day and he continues to review three times a day all the days of his life, so that man is promised, as a result of the impression that these principles make upon him, he's going to be a Ben Olam Habo. But to understand that, it doesn't mean merely by galloping through it three times a day. My time, and what's the reason? And what's the importance of Ashrei, more than other things? Ilema, should I say, Mishum de Asubi Olive Bays, because it comes by an olive bays. Now, olive bays is a very important and a useful mechanism, because you can remember it. And people who walk in the streets or are standing at their work or in their offices can review Ashrei. They can think through these words, these sentences, because it follows in a sequence, easy to remember. And that's one way of utilizing Ashrei by means of the olive bays, and you go through it whenever you have spare time, when you have nothing to do, you think into Ashrei. That's an important mechanism, the olive bays. And that's the case, Ashrei Tmimei Derech, Neima, let him say, Ashrei Tmimei Derech, the Ashrei B'tmani Apei comes 8 times olive bays. 8 olives and 8 bases. So if the olive base is so important, here is a better opportunity to say 8 olive bases. Capital Kuf Yutes, the longest capital in Tanakh. You have 8 times the olive base. Alegmara says, Mishum di Yizbe, because in Rashi there's a pasuk of Peseach es Yodecho. Now Peseach es Yodecho comes to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up his power, his hand is his power, for the purpose of kindliness, of feeding all the living. It means all the power that you see in the world, all the greatness of Hashem, is for the purpose of kindliness. That's why you say, Ato Giber, Loyolam Hashem, you are a Giber. Then we say, Rav Lehoshia, all your greatness is to help. Mashivaruach Amered Hageshem, and Mechalkel Chayim Vecheset, if for the purpose of supplying all the needs of the living Vecheset. So therefore, this great principle, wherever you look and you see the greatness of Hashem in the world, although the purpose is to teach you the greatness of Hashem, but there's a higher purpose to teach you that it's all for kindliness, all for the purpose of Peseach Eshedecha Umasbi Alohochai Rasim. That's the case, Neimer Halel HaGodol, that's the Hidol Hashem, a list of Kilolam Chazdes, the Sibbe, it's written, Neisen Lechem Lechol Bosor, Kiloilam Chazda. So let's say Halel HaGodol. Let's just say Shabbos morning. Elegmar said, Mishum di Yizbe Tat. It has both advantages. So one advantage is it's an Ashrei, and you can always remember it and review it when you have some time. People didn't have always a sefer with them, and therefore, by memory, they could recall the psukim in the sequence. And secondly, it teaches a great lesson of Peseach Eshedecha. And therefore, if people say that every day and they continue to review it in their minds, they're going to become B'nai Olam Habo. Say that. Now, the question arises, why did the Gemara say, there's a pasuk before it that says the same, Ein Eichol Eilecha Yisabehu, the eyes of all hope to you, and you give them their food in its time. Very great Shevach. It talks about giving each species of living things its own food and giving it in its time, in its right time. And the answer is, Peseach Eshedecha tells more than that, because Ein Eichol tells us only that in addition to all of his other good qualities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also feeds the world. But when you come to the next pasuk, Peseach Eshedecha, you open up your hand. Your hand means your power. It means all of your power is dedicated to that. Because everything in the world, you see, is for the purpose of maintaining life. The sun is for the purpose of causing the vegetation to create food. And the winds are for the purpose of causing carbon dioxide to pass by the plants, and the plants absorb the carbon dioxide from the passing air. Otherwise, it would use up the carbon dioxide around the surrounding air and would be exhausted. So the wind keeps the air moving. And the rain is a world phenomenon. It's also necessary. The force of gravity is necessary to bring rain down. So all the forces of nature, we see, are all combined for the purpose of maintaining life. And that's why that's more important. Because the previous pasuk tells us, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kindly, and He gives all living things what they need. But the Pesach HaShadecha says that all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, all the phenomena have a purpose of supporting life. And therefore, it's Rav L'Hoshia, all your greatness is only for helping. That's why I say more important. Talk about that last point. One of the more points out Pesach HaShadecha. Why is there no nun in Ashrei? There was a nun in the original Aleph Beis, because we see there's a nun in Eicha, there's a nun, eight nuns in Kapitel Kuf Yutes. So why all of a sudden in Ashrei a nun is missing? The answer is Mibnei Sheyeshbo, because it, in that nun there would be a remez, a hint, Ma'apolos, of the downfall of Seinei Yisrael. It's just putting the word Seinei because we want all downfalls to come on our enemies. But he's talking about the downfall of the Am Yisrael. And therefore, the Nun is left out. It's a remez that there's something that we leave out of the praises of Hashem. Because this is also a phenomenon in the world. And we see how the Am Yisrael are subjugated by the world, by the nations. We had a Chulten Beis Hamikdash once and again, and we persecuted. So therefore, the Nun is merames that, and leaves it out. When you speak about the Chasdei Hashem, we don't speak about the Nun. The Chasdei is written, Noflo lo sosif kum besuras Yisrael. She fell, and she will not rise again, the Virgin of Israel. It means that it wasn't like the first time when the Gula came after 70 years. The second Gula will take a long time until the end, the final redemption. So therefore, since that Nun, Noflo lo sosif kum, is speaking about that subject, it's left out of the praises of Hashem. We'll soon come back to that, however. In Eretz Yisrael, they explain the pasuk as follows. They answer the pasuk as follows. Noflo lo sosif, she fell, but she won't continue to be falling. Not forever she'll be fallen. She won't fall again. I mean, when her time will come, when she'll arise, it'll be forever. Kum b'sulas Yisrael. That's just a play on words. That's not the meaning of the pasuk. Again, she fell, but she won't continue to fall forever. Kum, arise, b'sulas Yisrael. Now, the question is, what is the purpose, however, of omitting it? Why couldn't you put a different one in? A nun that praises Hashem? And the answer is, he wants to tell us that this is also the praise of Hashem. And so one of the greatest kindlinesses of Hashem, that He did this to us. As a result of what we experienced, we were able to pass through all the tests, and that is the greatness of the Am Yisrael. We have to realize that the Golus is not just an accident. The Golus is a plan. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. That for thousands of years the Am Yisrael should be in Golus and should succeed in Golus. And we did up till recently. The truth is we're succeeding now too. The Am Yisrael that remains loyal despite the Golus, they're the real Am Yisrael. The rest are just fallen leaves that fall off the tree. But the trunk, like Yeshayahu Novi says, the trunk will continue forever. And those Jews are even more successful than they were in the times when they had a Beis HaMikdash. Because now it's much more reward for being a Jew. Now, the schar l'fum tzairo ago, it's more difficult. And therefore, it's a very great opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that we should be in Golus. And therefore, the missing nun actually is part of the praises of Hashem. And you don't want to substitute anything else. There's nothing better than that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would find something better, He'd give it to us. Like He says, Chosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol ma'atonis tevis litna li'Yisrael. He sought the very best gifts to give Yisrael, and he found only anius, means poverty, tribulations for the Am Yisrael. It's the very best situation because it brings out their best qualities. Prosperity is for the Am Yisrael a perilous situation. But when it comes to anius and golus, it brings out the best. If I look through the generations of the Middle Ages, we'll find that they all learned Torah. We find that they were all loyal to the Torah down to 100 years ago. We saw Salanta still said, 100 years ago, he said, even though some Jews don't keep everything, but it's very hard to find a Jew who'll eat without washing his hands with the Suda. 100 years ago. He says, Lubim Kekulam, he said, a Jew, even he'll speak Lashon Hara sometimes, even other Averis, but a Jew wouldn't eat without washing his hands. He said a testimony in his time. Lubim Kekulam. In the olden days, they used to say, you walk into a Jewish house, you can eat without asking for any hechsher. If his name is Mendel, can be asking for Dein Fendel. That's how it used to be. Every Jewish house was kosher up to 100 years ago until the Hebraists, the nationalists, took over. Later. So therefore, the Nun is also a Sheva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, like he said to Yankel, I'm with you. Ushmalticha b'chol asher telech, I'll guard you wherever you go, and he's still our protector forever and ever. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, afiloch is still, even though they left out the Nun, chozal David went back, and he repaired what was missing. Usumochon, and he supported the Nun b'ruch ha-kedesh. Shinema, the next pasuk says, Soymach ha-Hashem b'chol anef, Hashem upholds all the fallers. So although the Nun that's missing is a remez on the fallen Bas Yisrael, but David HaMelech said, don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch is supporting you. You're not going to fall. Nations will disappear. Many nations have disappeared from the map of the world since we fell. We were still around. Like Mark Twain said, we're walking on the graves, Jews are walking on the graves of their enemies, he said. Jews walk in the graves of their enemies. And that's a plain fact of history. Nations have gone underground, whereas we are still on top of the ground. Say that. Oh, my Rabbi Lozer Baravine, since they quote this unusual name, so they bring some more ma'amorim from him, although they don't belong to our subject. Godel ma shenem rabbi Michoel. A greater thing is said about Michoel, the Malach, yeser more me ma shenem rabbi Gabriel. We'll soon see why he's telling us this. The Ilah b'Michoel, because about Michoel is written by Yoav, Eli Echel min Asrafim, one of the burning Malachim flew to me, which means he flew in one swoop. He came immediately. Ilah gabe Gabriel, ksiv, o'ish Gabriel, it's also a Malach, asher o'isi b'chozen b'tchila, that I saw first in the vision, mu'ov b'yot, means he was flying and flying. He flew it once, and again, he didn't arrive until he made two swoops. How does it seem, the high echo, that one malach in the first pasuk means Michoel, after all, his name is not there? Omer Rabbi Yechon, as it comes to Megzera Shoveh, Echad Echad, Ksivach is written here by Yoav, Eli Echad Minach Sofim, or Ksivach, it's written there, he named Michoel, Echad HaSorim HaRishen in Bolos, and he came to help me. Now, you have to understand this. Gabriel is the Malach of Gvura. It's a Malach of retribution. Michoel is the Malach who comes to defend the Am Yisrael. That's the famous Malach, Michoel, who comes to defend, like he says here, that he came, one of the Sorem Rishonim, one of the main officers of Hashem, the Milo, Michoel came to help me. He's a Malach who comes to help the Am Yisrael. So he wants to say, this Malach has more power than the Malach of retribution. All the other Malachim have power. They're very powerful. But the Malach that's coming to help the Am Yisrael is the most powerful of all. That's what he's saying. Tony will learn Michoel Bachs. Michoel comes in one swoop. Wherever he comes from, it's in one swoop. And Gabriel Bishtayim Eliyahu is also a Malach. But a minor Malach comes to be Arba. Or Malach HaMobes Bishmoina. To tell us the Malach HaMobes is a weaker Malach. Kodesh Baruch Hu, when it wants to send retribution in the form of Malach HaMoves, it takes time. Now, all this means that there's more hope for people when it comes to salvation than it comes to punishment. And therefore, everybody should utilize the opportunity before the punishment comes. There's still opportunity to be saved. Uvishas HaMagifa, but when the time comes, Cholila, when HaKodesh Baruch Hu sends an epidemic on the world, so then it's a Gzeire already, then even the Malach HaMoves comes be achas, in one swoop. So it means like this. The Gemara says, why is it, in a time of a general suffering, even tzaddikim suffer? Because it says that when the Malach Hamashis was going forth over Egypt, they were warned, Atem lo seitzu ish min pesach beisu azbeka. The army saw was warned to remain inside. Why should they remain inside? The Malach wouldn't harm them. The Malach came to destroy Egypt. So there's Mechilta answers, Kivan shenit meshus lamashis, once permission is given to the destroyer, shuv eino mavchem ein tzadik rasha. Then he won't make any distinction between tzadik and the rasha. So therefore, in the time of Magefe, then everybody has to be afraid, even the tzadikim. It's only when, it's not a general Magefe, when retribution comes on individuals, so the better was a save. That's why when Hitler brought the Magefe on the Am Yisrael in Europe, everybody was subject to the Magefe. It was too late already. Before, when they're being persecuted, it was time to pray and do tshuva. Then the tzaddikim could have been rescued. But later, it was already too late. That's a principle in general. Shuv eino mafchim, but the comment of Samech Hamed Aleph too, the same statement. Shuv eino mafchim in tzaddik rosh. And that's why it says, in the time of Magefe, the Malach comes in one swoop. But otherwise, there is leisure before the Poronius comes, and people should utilize while they're still young and healthy, they should still be mispalel and ask for the Yeshua. That's it. Rabbisai, although this is agadate and it's easy to learn, it's worth reviewing until you're able to say it without hesitation. Rabbi Hananya ben Akash, amen. Rotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakus es Yisrael. Tikahir
Bolohem, Toiro Mitzvishenema. This shiur was made available by kolavigdir.com.